This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Alex Martinez. Date of birth is June the 25th, 2003. Case ID number is 3245118. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical information available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from a Social Security questionnaire dated 3/22/22 and a Mission Independent School District report dated 4/23/19. COVID-19 status. The claimant denies being exposed to COVID-19 or having had it in the past. He denies having symptoms of fever, cough, shortness of breath, or aches and pains. He has tested positive for COVID-19, but has not been around any family members who have had COVID-19. He has received 2 vaccine shots for COVID-19. Identifying information. This is an 18-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office with his mother for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of hearing loss of the left ear and to a lesser extent of the right ear, Charger syndrome, speech impairment, and developmental delay. The claimant is presently unemployed and has never worked secondary to his condition. He did finish high school in a special ed program where he made C's and D's. He has been on disability benefits for approximately 5 years, but he was discontinued secondary to his age. At the present time, he lives in a house with his family, which includes his parents and 2 other siblings. Allegations, number 1, hearing loss of both ears. Number 2, Charger syndrome. Number 3, speech impairment. And number 4, developmental delay. History of allegations. Number 1, hearing loss bilaterally of both ears. The claimant states claims that in 2017, he developed hearing loss in his left ear and a bone conduction device, which is a bone attachment hearing aid, was placed behind his left ear surgically. However, it is noted that he needs to use hearing aids to augment the hearing process, although he was able to hear the questions that I asked him. He is presently not wearing other hearing aids at this time, and the mother states that he just does not wear them. I don't think she understands that he needs the hearing aids in order to be able to have the bone attachment hearing aid on the left side function properly. His hearing is stable, and his physical exam was normal. Allegation number 2, 3, and 4, Charger syndrome / speech delay / developmental delay. The mother states when he was at 4 months of age, she realized that there was something seriously wrong with her child. This was in October 2003. He was diagnosed with Charger syndrome, speech delay, and developmental delay. He received multiple sessions of speech therapy along with physical therapy for 10 years. And the claimant also has a severe case of scoliosis. He is able to ambulate fairly well and communicate, but he does have a developmental and speech delay syndrome, as well as a mild mental retardation. He has been in special ed during all the years that he's been in school. and he still needs help in dressing himself, eating, and doing personal hygiene care at this time. Family history: the father is 40 and has hypertension. The mother is 39 and in good health. Medications: albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs PRN is needed. Sertraline, 50 milligrams QD. Medical problems: scoliosis, asthma, depression, auditory and speech impairment, Charger syndrome, and depression. Major surgeries: left bone attachment, hearing aid placement behind left ear, which was surgically placed, and a history of multiple right and left tympanic hearing tubes secondary to multiple ear infections. Social history: tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse: the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases: the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination: temperature is 98.4, height 5 feet 11 inches, weight 127 pounds, BP 114 over 83 mmHg, heart rate 97 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 18. General: this is a 18-year-old cachectic, weak-appearing male with severe scoliosis who appears to be older than his stated age and is in mild acute distress. He does not appear to be a reliable historian who presented with his mother to my office for a disability examination. H-E-E-N-T. The claimant has a somewhat abnormal appearing atraumatic head. No scleroicteris was noted or conjunctiva petechiae. He has a 8-centimeter C-shaped temporal scar behind the left ear where a auditory bone implant for hearing was placed surgically in a C position. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were abnormal, with mild nystagmus noted with ranges of motion. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. OD uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. Corrected is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. Corrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. Binocular corrected is 20/20. The claimant does have glasses. Abdomen was soft, fat, flat, non-tender, and non-distended and palpation. The claimant appears to be extremely cachectic. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated, and no organ megaly or mass is appreciated on evaluation. Neurological: the claimant was alert and fairly oriented times three and did have good eye contact with me. His speech was not fluent and his mood was appropriate for the time. He does not have clear thought processes, and his memory is poor. Concentration was fair, and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to... cerebellar function. The claimant's gait was asymmetric and slow, and the claimant does have a severe scoliosis of his thoracic and lumbar spine area. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was fair, and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was abnormal, and the Romberg sign was negative. Musculoskeletal. The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness, no joint swelling, erythema, effusion, but deformity was noted of the thoracic and lumbar sacral spine area, where the claimant has a very prominent scoliosis noted. There is a fairly normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, and the claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 80 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 70 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was able to squat and get up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a tandem rate. He could stand on 1 foot bilaterally and was able to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, he requires no assistive devices at this time. Neurological grip strength is +5/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2-12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is severe evidence of muscle wasting, but no muscle spasms noted. Muscle strength was +5/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is mildly abnormal bilaterally. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings, functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. He does hear fairly well right now, but could hear better if he had hearing aids. And his speech is delayed, and there is signs of mental retardation. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction, especially of the thoracic and lumbar spine, where the claimant has a severe scoliosis. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at +5/5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted. On examination, the claimant shows severe muscle wasting, but no fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual field and no limitations and minor limitations in his visual acuity. It was also noted that the claimant does have nystagmus of both eyes. He is able to communicate fairly well, but does have moderate limitations secondary to a mental retardation, and does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to hypoacusis, comma, Charger syndrome, comma, scoliosis, comma, and mental retardation. Probable diagnoses. Number one, hearing loss of both ears, especially of the right side, dash, has been corrected with a bone attachment hearing aid, which was surgically placed. However, the claimant is not using his hearing aids at this time, but was able to hear me. His condition is stable. Number two, Charger syndrome, dash, confirmed with medical records. The claimant appears to have signs and symptoms of this syndrome. However, he is able to function fairly well, although his prognosis is guarded and probably poor at this time. Allegation number three, speech impairment, dash, confirmed with physical examination and medical records, appears to be fairly well controlled at this time, and the claimant has had 10 years of speech therapy. Number four, developmental delay, dash, confirmed with physical examination and medical records, appears to be stable at this time. As noted earlier, the claimant has Charger syndrome, and the prognosis is poor. He is, has difficulty socially functioning and doing minor activities at home. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Alex Martinez.